Mama Bear. We've seen her anguish. We've seen her cry. We've seen her stare life down straight in the eye. We've seen her fight for her family and its good name. We've seen her put liars to roost and cheaters to shame. There's just no one we love more, whose voice we want to hear. She's the den mother to us all. She's our Mama Bear. We've seen how she responds when her men go to war. She knows the price of freedom her family's fighting for. We've seen how she acts when her man's not around. She stakes her claim, and new rules now are found. She doesn't take any pushback. She doesn't take any lip. She's the fastest gun in town. She can shoot from either hip. There's just no one we love more, whose voice we want to hear. She's the den mother to us all. She's our Mama Bear. But we'd better adhere to her very last word, or she'll round us up like the rest of the herd, sending us packing until we repent. Oh, the payback is heavy. Now we have to pay rent. Yes, we're no longer the center of the family show. We're more of a burden than anyone knows. She's allowed for our screw-ups. She's allowed for our fun. But there's less mothering to be had since we turned 21. We have now grown beyond the den. She's let us go, but mothering doesn't end. We still need Mama's counsel to keep our feet on the ground. She keeps us straight and true, even when not around. As tender as she can be, she can strike the fear of the Lord in everybody, even more so in me. She's a lady who can deal with it all, a multitasker supreme. She never retreats. She's the core of our family, part of the dream, and loved by everyone she meets. There's just no one we love or who loves us more, whose voice we want to hear. She's the den mother to us all. She's our Mama Bear.